All righty, let's talk a little bit about austerity here in Nova Scotia. We've heard from the opposition NDP in Nova Scotia saying austerity politics in Nova Scotia has not been working. Well, the NDP had a researcher by the name of Patrick Weber with him in New Brunswick some time ago. His latest report from AIMS, the Atlantic Institute of Market Study, is taking a look at measuring austerity here in Atlantic Canada over the days. And here on the line with us this afternoon, Patrick Weber joins us. Mr. Weber, good day to you, sir. How are things in New Brunswick today?
All right. There's something mildly resembling the sun out, so that's good.
You guys have had a little more snow than what we've had, at least I know in northern New Brunswick. How's it? Are you in Moncton?
Fredericton.
Oh, you're in okay. Snowy. tell me, this look at austerity in Atlantic Canada, how far back in time did you look?
I went back to 1980.
Okay, so right around the time we were in a recession, coming out of the 70s into the 80s. So what were you hoping to find out? What was it that you were hoping to look into? What was it? What was the goal when you started this study?
Basically, to get a bit of objective data and facts into the debate about austerity or whether it even exists in Atlantic Canada. The study was born out of an op-ed I wrote in response to a contributed op-ed by a professor at Mount Allison that said that we should stop austerity policies in New Brunswick. And when one looks at the data, the spending habits in New Brunswick over the last 35 years don't really qualify as austerity, anything resembling the austerity that we've seen in Europe, which is really the textbook case. So basically it's to ensure that when we do have these conversations about the future of public spending in the region, we should at least steer away from more emotive, inaccurate terms and realize what the actual facts are on the ground.
So what is your ruler? What is your basis? How are you measuring this?
As in, how am I measuring austerity or how am I measuring spending?
Well, for the austerity part first.
Okay. Well, basically, I went by the dictionary definition that it's tough economic times as a result of severe cutbacks in public spending. So I looked at the public spending part and saw that really there's been no sustained or severe period of spending cuts in the four Atlantic provinces in the period that's been studied. To give a bit of a comparison point, in the European countries that are most associated with austerity after the Great Recession, this be Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain, you saw real spending cuts of somewhere between 19 to 25%, depending on the country, over a course of a 2 to 4 year period. In Atlantic Canada, you haven't seen a sustained period of cuts any greater than 7.5%, and almost always the cuts are very quickly reversed. So when there is a decrease in spending, it tends to be very shallow, rather short-lived, and very quickly undone.
When you're talking about spending, overall spending, you're talking about program spending, not as a percentage of GDP.
Raw program spending, though I also do calculate the per capita. So program spending is defined in the report as any spending that is not debt servicing or debt payments.
Okay. So as we opened our show earlier today, we were talking with someone involved with the Atlantica Party, and here in Nova Scotia, I don't know how closely you've been following the issue between teachers, the teachers union, and the provincial government, but there are some who are saying, this is an austerity government in action, that not giving the teachers a raise is somehow an austerity measure. We also heard from Jonathan Dean of Atlantica Party that, in fact, enrollment is dropping. The numbers of our children in schools are going down and spending is going up. Are these the kinds of things you're talking about?
I touch on it a little bit, that demographics doesn't quite at least act as a sufficient explanation for increased spending, because the increase of our, over 65 population is much less than the increase in healthcare spending, and education spending goes up despite dropping enrollment. But I would say that there really is a larger issue here, which is because when we start getting to classifying a particular policy as austerity or not, I think we need to step back and say, well, what is the role of government? What should it be spending money on? Is the money being spent effective? And is it achieving what we want to do? There's a little bit of a a bit of a blind spot, I think, in a lot of the debate around this, that any sort of cut in public expenditure, regardless of where it is somehow Scrooge-like and mean-spirited or detrimental. And on the flip side, a lot of people assume that if you just throw more money at something, increase spending, it automatically makes it better. And politicians particularly love to do this. The opposition will say, you're not being good on this file. And they'll say, but we invested X amount of dollars, as though somehow that was sufficient.
Hmm. Joining us here on the line this afternoon, we're talking with Patrick Weber, and he is an independent researcher based in Fredericton, formerly research coordinator with the NDP in New Brunswick. So where does this point us? If you say this is kind of peeling back the layers of the onion to say, you know, it's one thing to describe something as being an austerity measure, but in fact, the overall spending in the Atlantic provinces has gone up. How much of that, though, could be contributed to flow through from the federal government?
Well, it wouldn't matter in that sense. I mean, if you're saying that if we didn't get the funding from the federal government, would we be spending less? I mean, perhaps, but would the rate of growth have been the same? And if anything, does the federal transfer payments actually act as a little bit of a get out of jail free card? Does it somehow make us a little bit unaware of just how precarious our fiscal situation is?
Hmm. Are there recommendations in your report?
No recommendations. It's more about providing the data for any kind of conversation to proceed. Mm-hmm. So that if we are talking about government spending, we at least know what government spending has actually been. And that using terms that are often dragged out for more emotive purposes, like austerity, rather than as actual descriptive terms, isn't helpful.
So from what you've been able to uncover throughout the last, since 1980, was there ever a time in Atlantic Canada that was a serious austerity time frame or time period that we could point to go, this is exactly what austerity spending looks like?
No, because there's nothing that comes close to equating the sort of things that almost all impartial observers agree would be austerity measures in large parts of Europe in the wake of the Great Recession.
Hmm. Well, it's a fascinating study. And, we have to mention the fact that this is a report through AIMS, the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies. They helped, pay for this?
They approached me when they saw the op-ed I wrote originally pointing out that there hadn't been anything close to austerity in New Brunswick, certainly not any of the current measures by the government here. They approached me to say, could we be interested in seeing this on a region-wide level? So,
The reason I mention that is some have, we talk about, or people in general talk about left and right and centrist policies and politics and organizations and groups. You, as a former researcher for the NDP in New Brunswick and writing for AIMS.
It does seem like a bit of an odd fit on the surface, but if one looks at why I got involved as a researcher with the New Brunswick NDP, it was because I returned to New Brunswick from Halifax in 2012 and saw that the NDP under Dominic Carty's leadership was actually advocating what I would actually argue would be the most sort of pro-entrepreneur, pro-fiscal responsibility, pro-free market policies of any party in the province at the time, and certainly talking about things like getting rid of corporate welfare and what have you, which is if you want one recommendation, there's something to cut from our spending habits. So, in a sense, this wasn't a case of being some sort of wild-eyed socialist and becoming a libertarian. I've always had a classical liberal streak, and so it was more that that streak was best fitted into that party in the time out of all the options in New Brunswick.
Mm. Well, it is a fascinating report, and it is up online right now. I guess if people are interested in reading more, it's on the AIMS website. It is a fascinating discussion, and essentially you're saying, we really have never gone into any austerity spending in this province or in this region.
And for those who want to protect social programs, they should pay attention to things such as how much we're spending on debt servicing, making sure we get our budgets balanced, making sure that we focus not on just throwing money at anything, but really focusing spending where we think it can do the best, because we're on an unsustainable path in this region. And if we don't start addressing these problems, for instance, if interest rates just start ballooning as they did in the early 1980s, the cost of managing our existing debt will just consume everything else. And then we would actually have to implement something that really does resemble Greek-style austerity.
Hmm. Yeah, I did hear people saying if we weren't spending $700-900 million servicing debt, that's a lot of program spending.
Well, yeah, or for tax cuts or whatever.
Yeah.
The point is that it's a very odd thing that a lot of people who call themselves progressive don't think addressing the debt is an issue when it's really just giving money over to banks. I never knew that was considered a progressive thing.
Patrick, pleasure to meet you on the radio. Thanks for your insights.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As mentioned, the report author is Patrick Weber, an independent researcher, one time with the NDP in New Brunswick. But this latest report was done through the help of the folks at the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies. And there is a quote in the news release today from Marco Navarro-Gini. In debates about public finances or benefits for public sector employees, the word austerity gets tossed around emotively and haphazardly without much connection to the region's fiscal history, in which really you can call it austerity, but it really hasn't been.